things that you have talked about, you have argued over, you have discussed, you listened to on Nigeria Info all week long. So we bring as much as these stories, we bring them as much as 1 hour can handle. We bring them on Hot Takes every Friday and we talk about them one after the other again. So you're welcome to Hot Takes, Morning Crossfire here on Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. If you're in traffic, you're welcome to spend the rest of the time with us. You can listen to us via our mobile app. You can get it from your Google Play Store or App Store on iPhone. Just search for Nigeria Info FM on those two platforms. We have something huge and something big coming up because Nigeria Info will be 10 next month. And we have this lineup of events and special programs for you. Watch out for it. There's going to be plenty of giveaways as well on Nigeria Info. You know, that's why we're big on CSR here on Nigeria Info. We live for CSR. We want to give back every time on CSR through our various CSR events that we have here on Nigeria Info. And thank you. Thank you for always being there as well. The numbers are in again. And you've made sure that we remain the number one talk station in the nation. We appreciate you for that. Now, let's start Hot Takes this morning. This week, VAT, open grazing law are some of the biggest stories making the rounds. Stakeholders have been reacting differently across the states as well. The health sector has not completely called off the NARD strike. You heard that also in our different shows, of course, and also in the news. Although it appears that the federal government is beginning to yield some to some demands of some of the health workers. The talk around the national security, if you like, insecurity has not toned down as well. As President Muhammadu Buhari met in private with security chiefs and senior members of his cabinet and increased efforts in dealing with insecurity in the country. Now, there is an exclusive update on the Niger Delta Development Commission forensic audit report of last week from our newsroom this week. If you missed out on that exclusive update, we'll bring it to you this morning on Hot Takes. Now, welcome to Morning Crossfire Hot Takes, where we have you react to big stories of the week. Many of these stories we have broadcast to you during our news, while giving further breakdowns on some of them during our major, major shows, Morning Crossfire, Hard Facts, Sunnyside, and many more. What has been your biggest story this week? That is what Hot Takes is all about. Your biggest stories this week, what are they? Now, go download our mobile app from your respective app stores. Now, let's start with Tuesday. Tuesday was the 7th. On Tuesday, President Muhammadu Buhari met in private with security chiefs and senior members of his cabinet. What did he tell them? He said, increase your effort in dealing with insecurity. Now, Tuesday's meeting was the second in 3 weeks, and it coincides with military operations targeting terrorists in northern Nigeria. Now, the three-hour meeting focused on the successes achieved by security operatives, prevailing operational challenges, and the anti-terror strategies. After the meeting, the Inspector General of Police, Usman Akali Baba, spoke to the media. According to him, he said that there was a need to consolidate on the successes of the security operatives. Let's take a listen to the IGP and we'll be right back to share some more information that came through that meeting. Take a listen to him.
President, thank us and praise us for what has been done so far. But we should improve much so that people can go about their lawful businesses within the quickest possible means. The president observed that there is more things to be done in the north central, northwest, where people are worried. Selective abductions and killings are done. This narrative must change.
That's the IGP Akali Baba Usman, who was speaking to journalists after the security meeting he and others had with the president. Also present at that meeting was the Minister of Defense, retired General Bashir Magashi, who said public cooperation is a key component in improving the security situation in the country. Take a listen to him.
President, thank us and praise us for what has been done so far. But we should improve much so that people can go about their lawful businesses within the quickest possible means. The president observed that there is more things to be done in the North Central, North West, where people are worried. Selective abductions and killings are done. This narrative must change.
It must change indeed. Bashir Magashi speaking there. I want to know this morning what your position is on the efforts being put in there by the government, especially in the Northwest, North Central, Northeast, in making sure that we put insecurity to a halt in that region. Coming down south here is another story entirely as to, you know, what is happening to insecurity in the south. We are all privy to the move by the southern state governors, the move by these governors to stop open grazing. And yes, yesterday, talking about that move, the Lagos State House of Assembly passed both the value-added tax bill and the open cattle grazing bill. Now, the two bills were passed after unanimous votes by the lawmakers. At the sitting where they were read the third time, the House had held separate public hearings on the bills on Wednesday, with stakeholders expressing support for the two bills. The Speaker of the Lagos House of Assembly, Mr. Mudashiru Obasa, directed the acting clerk of the House, Olalekan Onofeko, to transmit a clean copy to Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu for assent. How soon, how quickly the governor will assent to the bill is another thing entirely. This morning at 5 a.m., I broke down a couple areas of the bill for you on what the bill says regarding a few things. Now, talking about the value-added tax bill, I spoke with a tax expert, Mr. Taiwo Oyedele of PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, during Morning Crossfire on Monday on VAT. And we discussed at length what this means, for state. He believes that the federal government contributes more VAT than the state's government. He said that the court also determines the processes of the collection of VAT. Take a listen to Taiwo on the issue of VAT, and we'll be right back.
VAT is not a question of whether it's a federal or a state tax. It's a question of what the law says it is. This is not a conversation about federal taking money from the states. There are states who believe that they contribute a lot more than they are getting from the pool, which is really the crux of the matter. Federal is actually giving more to the state when it comes to VAT. They are collecting about 60% and they are sharing only 15%, giving the rest to the state and local government.
There you go. Taiwo Oyedele of PwC speaking with me on the Morning Crossfire. He said that the ruling, the Federal High Court of Port Harcourt ruling, will further complicate things for business owners in that state and maybe in Nigeria as a whole. But what he said on Monday was that he asked the federal government to determine what works best for the nation. Again, take a listen to Taiwo Oyedele.
Nigeria needs to figure out what format of VAT will work for us. I do not think that format is where states are collecting it individually. If states are collecting, some of the complications we see is really for the ordinary people and for businesses. This is a case where we should have an accelerated hearing up to the Supreme Court in a matter of like a few days so that nobody will be going back and forth, confusing taxpayers and businesses. It's just unfortunate that in Nigeria, we don't take serious things seriously.
As you can see, the conversation around VAT is still raging. This stemmed from our conversation about the Lagos State House of Assembly passing that VAT bill. So let's move on very quickly. According to legal practitioner Liberos Oshoma, according to him, he said the development is dangerous because people could get confused, not knowing what order to obey. Take a listen.
It's grave danger and a situation where people will no longer obey court order because you won't know which one to obey. And that is why also I like the fact that the CJN had decisively taken a decision The NBA also should timelessly take responsibility for dealing with lawyers who also participate in this bazaar of filing applications and forum fishing for courts to reap interim orders from.
That conversation was done, that interview was done by our newsroom in reaction to the CJN summoning of chief judges of some certain states over the, what do you call it now, forum shopping of judgment by some politicians. And Libero says, look, this is quite dangerous, it portends great danger for the health sector and for the country at large. Now we have three things on the table this morning. Let's start, first and foremost, let's begin with our first story about insecurity in Nigeria, what the government is doing, what they've done, the military operations currently ongoing in rooting bandits, terrorists from the forest in the northwest, the fight against Boko Haram in the northeast, the fight against bandits and terrorists in the North Central. What's your position on that? And then the VAT bills, the VAT bill, and of course the anti-cat open grazing bill passed by the Lagos Electoral Assembly yesterday. What's your thought on that? And the last one is the forum shopping of court orders by politicians and the action, the move made by the CJN. What is your position on those three stories? 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01465-7190. Female only line. 60 seconds is all you've got to share your thought with me this morning. Please, just go straight to the point. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, this is Tom Franklin, calling from Good State.
Welcome.
My case from the River State and Karuna, Governor Rufai, crying out that less of state have enough vote. They should not show up. They should have pity for that state, that they are all brothers. When the president was busy, appointed people from northern part of Nigeria, where was Governor Rufai? Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. I'm going to speak to Jonathan right away. Jonathan, morning to you.
Yeah, Sheriff, how are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah, Jonathan. And I want to talk about that VAT.
Okay.
Now, I read very early this morning some deep story about it, other stories. I think the federal government is cheating the state. Clear. You can't be making as much as 40. Lagos State, for example, making 40-something billion, and you are remitting about 9 billion back to them. And also, you know, we spoke about that railway on Monday, where I called. And I said, Nigerians are not, we are not facing the fact logic. This government is making a lot of money. One of your bulletin this morning also said $300 billion made in 8 months at the port. You read it this morning. All these monies are going to the federal government. So what are we saying? And it's the same federal government that are running the government all through and all through. For me, I think the federal government is wrong. In as much as I've said that, the state government, too, I will repeat, they are lazy. They also have to look inward and generate the IGR. For me, farming is key to them.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you, Jonathan, for your call. David is here. David, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah. You see, on what you have said, the federal government is just heightening tensions, you know, to turn deaf ears against people's agitations. And now we have seen government coming in on the same agitation that we should return to the terms of agreement that brought us together, which is federalism. The more they delay in these things, the more danger it brings, because it can lead to war. Look at the coups in ECOWAS now. You see, it is because of all these bad governance. And I want all this regional and international community to always come in when you have a failed state, where people are being killed every day.
Thank you.
Are they happy about it?
Thank you, David. Thank you. Thank you for your thought. AB is a first-time caller. AB, morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I want to just comment on the VAT.
Let's have it.
Yeah, it's okay. The decision, the judgment is okay with regards to how it benefits the states. But I'm not just happy with the implementation, the fast implementation of the states. At least I expect it to get to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court makes a decision, final decision, then we all know, so that there is no confusion. Because when a state governor loses an election, he doesn't just go away. He waits until the end of the case in the Supreme Court. So the way the state governments are quickly passing laws without a decision on the Supreme Court, that's what I am not too comfortable with.
And that's quite valid, I must say, Ebi. That's quite valid. I mean, the speed with which governors are moving ahead. Well, Lagos, they said they actually conducted a public hearing. The House of Assembly said they conducted a public hearing yesterday, and stakeholders were there to share their thoughts. We're almost due for a break this morning, but let's go to WhatsApp and take some thoughts off of WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805. If you're sending me your thought this morning, please make it short and straight to the point so I can take as many as possible. Imo State just showed our Fulani president how much we distaste him. The man hates Igbos with a passion. You don't expect us to like him either. Ohiariaku Amechi in Ogba, Lagos, sent that in. Thank you, Amechi, for your thought. Appreciate it. Let me go now to the break. I need to go to break. When I return from the break, we talk some more. Stay here on Hot Takes. Good morning, Crossfire Nigeria Info. Talk some more about the open grazing conversation, especially in the southern part of the country. Earlier in the week, we told you here on Nigeria Info, one of the conversations that we had on Nigeria Info this week is about Mietiala Cattle Breeders Association of Nigeria asking the federal government to stop state governors from enacting the anti-open grazing law. MACBAN Secretary General Saleh Al-Hassan, during a press conference in Abuja, said the law would undermine the relative peace and stability currently enjoyed in local communities. Remember, we had that conversation this week. Okay, so Mr. Al-Hassan noted that open grazing laws will destroy livestock production and send millions who depend on the livestock value chain into poverty. MACBAN also called on the federal government earlier in the week to take an inventory of grazing reserves in the country, and according to MACBAN, the government should fully develop at least one grazing reserve in each senatorial zone. Now take a listen to MACBAN.
These laws do not take into cognizance the sociology, economic of production, climate variation, and other push factors that are inherent in pastoralist movements across ecological zones. It is a common knowledge that Nigeria's mode of agricultural practice is still primitive all over the country and are not consistent with global best practices. So why singling out the pastoralists who have been suffering from cumulative years of neglect in terms of development from both federal, state, and local governments?
There you go, Mietiala Cattle Breeders Association of Nigeria speaking there, that the law will only bring trouble. The anti-open grazing law being enacted by governors of the South will only bring trouble and push more people who depend on the value chain of livestock into poverty, sink them deeper into poverty. I want to know if you think that, you know, they have a genuine point, a genuine cause of concerns as regards the anti-open grazing law. Meanwhile, we also spoke with a very prominent group in the northern part of the country. They are called the Coalition of Northern Groups. This group is made up of 52 independent groups. And we spoke with them, and they have said that they are unhappy over the ban on open grazing in the 17 southern states of the country. More than half of, you know, states in the southern part of the country now have legislation in place which makes it a crime for herders with cattle to roam in public spaces. Dr. Nawaila Bello Mohammed is the data officer of the Coalition of Northern Groups, and he spoke with our news team. He said that the rights of Fulani herders will be trampled upon, and as Nigerians, they should not be treated as strangers. Take a listen to him. Take a listen.
But what most of us are against is criminalizing open grazing. By that, I mean when you apportion all the problems of insecurity in your state and said it's because of open grazing. But our only problem is don't shove it to our throat that we also in the north must do it, or a state, so every state must do it. The way you handle your state might vary from the way we handle our state. Every state has its own peculiarities and should be treated as such.
Data officer of the Coalition of Northern Groups, Dr. Nawaila Mohammed Bello, speaking with our newsroom. He also said that CNG is not in support of criminalizing open grazing, and terrorism should not be ascribed to herders. Take a listen to him again. Take a listen.
May them temper justice with mercy. Make them consider these people as citizens also. And may the state government intervene. Make the federal government also intervene with little amount of money. And then the federal government monitor the state government to make sure, see, those state governments do the needful. Do what they're supposed to do for these people. May them not use this opportunity, harass them. Make them know you carry this opportunity, do something way no good for these people.
Dr. Nawaila Mohammed Bello of the CNG speaking to us earlier in the week. Now, let me get your thoughts on that conversation. 0700-993-993-993 01465-7190. That is female-only line. If you are a man, just check your surface. Once you confirm, then you can call that line, 01465-7190. And you've got 60 seconds to share your thought with me, please. Let's be brief about it. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, this is Joy.
Welcome, Joy. Yeah. Welcome.
Okay, my own is about the Meiti Allah people talking about the man who was saying that the pastorians will be plunged deeper into poverty, and that also it will also bring about problems. So I would like to understand, if you check, if you look or investigate further, you will find out that these cows that you see, that they move about, is not owned by these so-called pastorians. These are owned by people, big people, that do not want to have ranches, around them, so that you employ these people. When you have branches, these people that help you to do pastoral, you employ them. By so doing, you pay them, and even there will be more, the economy will also go high. But if you say you want to leave them to be moving from one place to the other, please, there's no way in the world we define these kind of practices. So please, they should just go back and think well and accept the global way of doing things, having ranches around. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you to you. Thank you, Joyce, for calling. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Sheriff.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Alex here. Let me just quickly run through 2 points my 1 minute.
Okay.
The first one is on VAT. You know, there's a difference between collection and appropriation, right? If our government is serious, both at the state and the federal level, right, they can retain the collection process. Collection is like having an agent for your house.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop the agent from collecting the money, but you cannot appropriate the money. If the FIRS man that was trying to defend the position of the federal government is so worried about how it will be collected, collection is not a problem. We can even invite some Israeli or Pakistani company to come and be collecting. That's not a problem.
Okay.
The real issue is appropriation. Do not use the money that you collect from my state. Mm. If anything at all, the federal government, for collecting the money, acting as an agent, will be paid a fee as an agent. Mm-hmm. And then he can choose to share it to those states that he wants to share it to.
Right.
That's on it for VAT. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other one, again, the Magban guys used those words, global best practices. Let's talk about global best practices. First of all, they should ranch. Two, the democracy that you are using, they are suggesting that the president should use to talk to his governor. Mm. It's the same democracy that brought the governors in too. So the federal government should also respect the governors.
Thank you.
Because they are independent in a federation.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, we lost that call. We've been waiting for some time. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes. I feel we should understand.
I need your radio off first. Your radio off. Must be off.
I'm far from it now.
Okay.
Good. I think we should understand the fact that...
But you know, I said you should check yourself before you call the female line, because I think you're calling the female line. I mean, you have called the female line. You said what?
I'm a man.
But you're calling the female line. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You have to call the female line. There's no sorry, dear. You have to call the other line. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Yes, my name is Eunice, and I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Eunice.
Concerning the complaints of the pastoralists of these herders, you know, they are making the southerners to look like they are bad, but it's not true. Look at all the havoc they wreaked on farms, on people's lives. They will invade, you know, farmhouses and all that, kill people, burn down their houses, rape their wives and daughters, and they expect people to keep quiet and continue, you know, to allow it to continue. We've been seeing herders forever in Nigeria, but things have never degenerated to the level they are currently.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yes. So if southern governors rise up to protect their people, they should see it as a protection. If they want to do grazing, there are, I mean, we have more than enough examples globally to learn from. Nigerian cattle are even said to be, you know, one of the least productive globally, because these cattle don't even have time to rest, to
gather
strength, you know, and to do enough of milk production. So with all these things, with all the sciences and technology around, they too should sit down, re-strategize, and do better, you know, ways of maintaining their cow, instead of all these troubles that are threatening, you know, to burn down the country. That's my concept.
Thank you so much. Valid point. Francis is a first-time caller. Francis, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you, Francis?
I'm fine. Well done.
Thank you.
My little contribution is that this Mietiala statement, the truth is that those people that are really carrying this cattle around, they are not the owner. The owner are really big men, and they have all what it takes to have a ranch to keep these people. What I discovered that they are just using these people as a cheap labor for their own selfish interest. So they should go and look for a place. If they love these people so much, they have all the money to have a ranch, to keep these people, employ them, and to cause this problem. They know what they are doing. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Francis, for calling me. 8:40 is the time from our studio this morning. If you are joining us, you're welcome. It's Hot Takes Morning Crossfire on Nigeria Info 99.3. We're gonna stick to these stories for a moment. Let's take a few more reactions to these stories. But if you'd like to join us online, we're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, on those two platforms. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Please, about this ranching of something, you know, these northern people, they have land past other states. Let them carry this thing go to their town. They are using it for trouble to people. Please, that's what I want to tell you.
Okay.
They are trouble people. Let them, they have more than land to other people. Let them go to their state and do it. They are using it to trouble other people. Thank you.
Thank you to you for calling me. 8:41, Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
Good to have you.
Sheriff, the mentality of these cattle owners is the same mentality with tanker owners. If you come to Lagos now, I don't know why somebody would want to do a business, a private business. You will not consider other people. Now, if you come to Lagos now, every part, especially in Apapa, everywhere is blocked with tankers, with all kinds of trailers, and they have owners, and they are making money. The same thing goes to Catalonia. This is a private business. When did this business become a national discussion? To the point that we now have to begin to think of so many ways to solve their own personal problem. And they have made it a national problem. It's a pity that we find ourselves in this situation. May God save Nigeria. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you, too, for your thoughts. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Charles calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Charles. Welcome.
Yes. In my taking, this is this. New, when it comes to new innovation, we find it difficult to adapt. In 1986, ATM was first introduced to Nigeria, but nobody accepted it until 2003. So, ranking two, it is much difficult for these ones to adapt. Let them take the bull by the horn. It's okay. Not easy, you know.
Okay.
But when they start, it works. There's somewhere in Ikorodu here where I live. There's a ranching system here.
Okay.
Very big plot of land, lots of big cows, they are there. And they are, nobody bothers you. It's well fenced and then gated. So that's just my take on this.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. Godwin joins us right now. Godwin, morning to you. Hello, Godwin.
Hey, Mr. Godwin.
Welcome, Godwin. Welcome.
Yes, Godwin calling from Loshoro Lagos. My contribution this morning is this.
Okay.
Looking from the tone and the language of the chairman of this meeting, Alan, as I watched on television and other publications, it is clear that these people have no regard for order. It is not possible to use your own to do another person. You are into a business of cattle rearing. Another are into a business of rice and farm, yam planting and others. Why would you come and be destroying the blessing of others for you to survive? And this thing became too much since this man, the present President Buhari, came into power, taking him and know him as their patron. They begin to do things without even due regard. And as a result, it has affected the country as a whole. Scarcity of food. Go to market and go and buy rice. Go and buy beans. Go and buy corn. And it is a complete situation that is horrible.
Thank you.
And somebody somewhere wants to do others. So
thank you.
It should not be allowed and stand by the Lagos State
thank you.
Government, that law that
thank you.
Have.
Thank you for your thought. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Ikechukwu. I'm calling from Abulema.
Welcome. You've got 60 seconds.
Yes. I want to speak in regards to this Mark Van,
okay.
The issue of us.
All right.
Giving them the opportunity to
go on, please. Your time is going.
On our land. My own take on this is this. These people have turned this country into another thing altogether, and they have made it a point of call at every time to threaten everybody with their business. The whole South as a whole unit should stand up as one and support this anti-open grazing law that has been signed into law by our governors and our House of Assembly members. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Festus, the first time caller. Festus, morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm so happy to join you today.
It's a pleasure.
First time calling you.
It's a pleasure.
Right, almost every program.
Oh.
Forgetting is a problem.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
God I'm here with you.
Fine.
Yeah, this problem of branching in the southern part of Nigeria, you know, I'm so happy that the southern governors are using judiciously their powers, because this thing, if they put it right, we don't need to start clamoring for true federalism, you know, because you collect, I'm talking about the VAT issue. When you collect your VAT yourself, then you use it to manage your people. That is a bad part. So I'm happy that they have used their power judiciously, and this is leading us to true federalism.
Okay.
Then concerning the ranching, the herders in the southern part of the country, you know, if you look at the owners, the real owners of the cows in the southern part of this country, there's nothing bad as a traditional ruler, an Oba, you know, have some cows so that when he wants to do something, he's able to get cows from his people. But these traditional rulers, they will be the ones to employ the herders and ask them to take it out to the street. You know, when you get cows, then you provide a place for them within your community to manage your cows.
Well so said, Festus. Thank you.
Morning.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You so
thank
morning.
You. Please call again. Chooks is also a first-time caller. Chooks, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very well, Chooks.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ogudu. My take here is this.
Okay.
If the northern groups feel that the anti-open grazing law is not fair to the cattle rearers,
right.
I think when these herders or some of these herders were busy attacking those other states, the farmers in those states, and then affecting their farmland. What did they do during that time? They would have done something to stop those killings, the attacks, or whatsoever, so that it will show that actually they did something in stopping this or fishing out those bad ones, those bad headers, but nothing was done. So that's why these governors are taking these steps. I don't see anything wrong with the steps they've taken so far. Thank you.
Thank you, Two Chicks, for calling me. Appreciate it. 848 Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm going to go to WhatsApp. Let's take some thoughts on WhatsApp. Okpakende is in Jigun. Okpakende says, can you listen to the Mietiala chairman? So this man knows about every killing happening in the country. Where is DSS? This man is sponsoring the killing by the herdsmen. Honestly, if I'm not deep in Islam, this Mieti Allah could make me to leave Islam, because after the killing, they still go and observe Salah prayer. I vowed never to pray behind enough man again. It said, is high time our representative challenge this? Okay, thank you, Obakende. He's quite upset this morning. I'm going to take another one. Adeshina Yatoyinbo from Matogun says, now the herders and the association are talking with low voice because of the new policy emanating from state government. Asking the federal government to sponsor and monitor the state governments in this business is out of place, as much as they have also attested to the fact that states are different in the way they run affairs. Let them respect the southern states on their new anti-open grazing law. Adeshina sent that in this morning. I'm going to take this one from Alaba. Alaba says, in as much as I'm 100% in support of the southern governors on open grazing, I want to, as you, Sheriff. Okay, I don't understand what you're saying. But let me just go on. Maybe you people will understand. He said, I want you to, as you, Sheriff, those cows. Oh, you want to ask me. That's what you're trying to say. You want to ask me. Are those cows roaming around Lagos inner streets, and are roads also owned by the Fulanis or the Hausas? I think those cows are owned by some bigwigs among we, the Southerners. Let the law start from us too in the South. Now I get what you're saying. You just missed a word there, but thank you for sharing your thought. Mieti Allah are overstepping their bounds. When a deity starts disturbing uncontrollably, it will be shown the tree from which it was carved. There is beauty in unity, no doubt, but we must also respect the right of others to be different. Good morning, Sheriff. Have a good one to Barnabas from Bariga. Thank you for sharing your thought. All righty. It's 8:50 from our studios here. I've got about 2 more minutes to go. Maybe I can use that to take some thoughts from Facebook. Jeremiah on Facebook says, open grazing is not good for Nigeria, most especially the farmers whose plants are destroyed. You are okay with the bill. That's what you're trying to say. Jeremiah, thank you for sending in your thought. Babalola says, what an effrontery on the part of the Magban spokesperson, attributing their fate due to long-term neglect by the various levels of government. He and his cohorts should note that there is no going back on anti-grazing laws, and they either key in or opt out. Okay, Babalola Kintawa on Facebook put that across. Lagos, this is how we can go this morning. Thank you all for being a part of Hot Takes. Here on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire. Morning Crossfire returns Monday 5 a.m. and I'll be in charge of it. All right, but I'm not going anywhere yet. I'll still be here for at least a couple of minutes with Jimmy Disu on Daily Digest, which is next right after the news at the top of the hour. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Sheriff Quadri across all social media platforms. I'll see you on Monday at 5. Good morning to you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.